cliff. You are in Orlando, far, far, far from the snow.
So I went to Disney World over the weekend, Heather, and like, I don't want to say I had heat stroke, but like, you know that feeling when you've been outside for too long and you haven't drank enough and you just get kind of like tired and crabby and sweaty and you're just like, I don't want to do this anymore. Like I did that on Saturday. It was like 85 out. It was way too hot and way too humid to be even thinking about Christmas, but I persevered. I did it anyway.
Well, you're complaining and a lot of the country has already had their first, at least dusting of snow.
Oh yeah.
And I want to talk about something specifically for snow. And it doesn't have to be a super snowy climate. It could be like where we used to live in Seattle, where it would snow maybe two or three times a year. But it's a cordless electric snow shovel. They call it a shovel, but it's more like a miniature blower. And if you can imagine like a weed whacker or a trimmer, it's got a handle like that. And then it has the rotating little brush that will pick up and throw the snow. So these are really neat pretty much for anybody because if you're in a snowy climate, you might have the extreme snowblower. Of course you do. If you're a new homeowner, like a lot of people are this year for the first time, you might be dealing with sidewalks and regulations where you have to get stuff done by a certain time. And we all get very excited about shoveling for the first time ever and being responsible. And then about 15 minutes in, it sucks. So this is one of those gifts that people will probably love and appreciate for many years to come and think about you every time it's extra easy. They start around $100 and you can get the really fancy ones for around $300. It just depends how much snow you might expect. The ones on the higher end can handle up to, I want to say, 8 inches of snow at a time. And then they're going to throw it up to 20 feet. The smaller ones might be for places, you know, like we were in Seattle, where at most we would get like 4 inches. So something on the lower end would make sense there. But they're super neat. And when you and I looked at them, we were both like, I wish we knew about this a few years ago.
Yeah, I could have used that many, many, many times, like both in Utah and in Seattle. Like shoveling's just awful. It's really it's really terrible. I do remember. So Heather moved to a snowier climate last year. And I remember the very first time it snowed a bunch, she was like, oh, look, I posted stuff on Instagram. Like, look, there's snow. No, there's no snow. I was super excited about it. You seemed like you had a really good time shoveling the first time. Has that buzz worn off yet? Or is it still like it's still okay to shovel? You got a big snowblower though, right?
I have a snowblower now. And I don't hate it. Last year was the snowiest winter that Iowa had seen in like, I don't know, I want to say 27 years or something like that.
Oh,
it was a record. And it was good that I was coming in fresh, hadn't dealt with snow in about, you know, 8 or 9 years.
Yeah.
So coming in after not having it was a good way to be. I did buy a snowblower and it's fine. You know, I probably could get a better snowblower, but I don't expect this year to be as crazy. I mean, we have had a very light dusting of snow this year so far, and that's been it. So last year around this time we'd already had significant
snow.
So I'm kind of hoping we'll get off pretty easy this year. But as Christmas approaches, man, we are in go time. And one of the other reasons I recommend these cordless electric snow shovels is because Amazon will deliver them to your person within the next couple of days.
Yeah.
So, you know, that we're in that area where you either have to go extra special and say, oh, your personalized item is on the way, you know, shipping is late now, or you have to go Amazon deliver directly to them. And these items on Amazon are pretty great.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great idea. I'm going to talk a little bit about something warmer, I believe. So
good.
Yeah, there's no snow in what I'm talking about. I had the pleasure, it was actually very fun, of going to the Candlelight Processional at Walt Disney World. So if you are traveling, if you're going to Disney World for Christmas, like a lot of people do, in a couple of days, I will not be able to go to Disney World any longer because so many other people are going that they black my pass out. So I can't go the 18th through the 30th. It's going to be hard. There'd be a lot of withdrawals, but I'm being strong, Heather. But I went to the Candlelight Processional, which was really cool. I'd never done it before. I knew it was something that existed, and I'd been there before when it was done, but hadn't ever taken the time. You know, when you're at Disney World and you're riding all the rides, it's hard to say, like, hey, I'm going to go sit on a chair for an hour and watch a bunch of people sing. Mm-hmm. But it was really cool. And so what they do is they have, in Epcot, they have this giant, like, amphitheater. And, you know, you wait in line, you go sit down, and they have different celebrities that narrate it. So, like, we saw Jodie Benson, who is the voice of the Little Mermaid, was our narrator. Like, so far they've had Lisa. You know who Lisa Ling is, right? Did you have did you have the in school television in your high school? Well, you're younger than I am, so you probably don't. Did you have Channel One in your high school? Mm-mm. Yeah. So when I went to high school, they had this thing called Channel One. They put TVs in all of the schools. And you'd watch like this broadcast every day, of like news and stuff. And it was like Anderson Cooper. That's kind of like how he got kind of his start. He was on Channel One. Lisa Ling, that was her thing. A bunch of other, I want to say Serena Allschultz, the MTV VJ, was also on Channel One. So, but anyway, so she's doing it, and it's going to stop. It stopped yesterday, and it's going to start again on the 23rd. So you'll be able to see Stephen Curtis Chapman, who's a musician, Blair Underwood, who was on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and then Pat Sajak of Wheel of Fortune fame is going to be there too. So if you get a chance, it's really fun. You sit down and all the, you know, they do some music, they've got a live orchestra, and then the person that narrates it like tells the story of Christmas. And then they have these just amazing choirs that sing. They all like come in, you know, holding candles. That's why it's a Candlelight Processional, because they walk in holding candles. It was just super, super, super fun. So if you're going to Disney World for Christmas, take a look online and find out, you know, what days you're going to be there, and then make your reservation to see it. They do it, I think, 3 times a day, and it's absolutely worth seeing. I got some video that I took when I was there, so I'll post my video of it on our Facebook and Twitter page so you can check it out, because it was a really good time. I really, really recommend that. So, and I know a ton of people are going. So if you're going, check it out.
So, Cliff, how do you can you get invited by someone who has the special passes on the blackout Disney dates? Because I feel upset for you.
I know, it's sad. Yeah, no, unfortunately, I'd have to buy tickets to go. And, like, not that I couldn't, but tickets for a single day would be like $450 for our family. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I mean, my annual pass was only like twice that. So we're probably not going to go. We're going to actually, I think, go explore other things in Florida that we haven't been seeing because we spent so much time going to Disney World. So, like, I think we're going to go to Christmas, Florida, that we talked about a couple episodes ago.
Yeah.
I want to go out to, we live pretty close to Cape Canaveral. So we're going to go see NASA and see, you know, we've actually seen a couple of space shuttle launches since we've been here. It's kind of cool. It's not super close, but it's close enough that we can see, you know, them from a distance. So we've seen a couple of SpaceX launches. We go check that out. I live very close to Gatorland. We might go over to Gatorland and see some alligators. So I'll be fine, Heather. I'll be absolutely fine. It'll just be, I guess I can go to Downtown Disney too. I have reservations on Christmas Day at one of the hotels to eat breakfast, so it'll be okay.
Next time, Cliff, we're going to talk about DIY gifting, because if you've got 87 kids at home and you've got all these teachers and everyone to give to, you can't be spending, you know, $15 on everybody. So this is a good inexpensive gift for your kids to manufacture in your home sweatshop.
This sounds like actually how the elves work. Is this how the elves started?
I think so.